Hello, and welcome to Run the Table. I'm your host, Bryce Tinson. Over. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited for the show.
Mike, how are you doing today?
Dog shit.
Like, nah, I'm just so
negative. Every single show is, I'm doing terrible. I'm doing terrible.
Say I'm doing exquisite one day.
Whoa. That was a little loud, Mike. You didn't have to go there.
Damn, Mike.
Sorry, Bobby kept interrupting me. So, I'm actually doing pretty good. Just chilling.
So why would you lie to me?
Because, you know, I don't
want to... No, stop. I don't want your stupid answer. That was dumb.
I don't
want
to hurt
you. Let me say this. You disappoint me.
Hypothetical
about a grad party.
For the third straight week in a row.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's right. It's back again. And you're going to have to freaking live with it.
We're back!
Over.
Yum.
Starting with, let me say this.
Wait, what did we do last week?
Hypothetical, Mike.
Stop. Yeah, hypothetical?
It doesn't matter.
We're on to this week.
Let me say this, Mike.
I could have sworn we didn't do one last
week. Mike, what do you have to say?
No, you did, Bobby.
Apologize.
What do you have to say?
I'm sorry.
What do you have to say, Mike?
I'm sorry.
No. So let me say this. What do you have to say?
You really want me to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So, let me say this.
Nice, Mike.
I've encountered some quite shocking and frankly disappointing news over the weekend.
Oh, no.
That I figured I should talk about. So, we were talking about Squid Game last week, right?
Yep.
And we're going to talk about it again this week.
Oh,
I found
okay.
some more stuff.
Okay, Mike.
There might not be a season two.
Wait, I thought they said season two was confirmed.
So, here's the thing. The guy, you know, that directed it.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh,
he
okay.
just might not.
Want to?
Yeah.
Fair.
Get a new director.
So.
Is it that hard?
Not going to be the same.
Yeah, no. It'd probably be demolished. So, I guess he went through a lot of stress throughout the first season on filming and stuff. And then I saw something that said he lost 6 teeth while filming the show.
That's unhealthy.
6. From stress.
Really unhealthy.
From being so stressed out, he lost 6 teeth. And
yeah,
so,
maybe
like,
we shouldn't do a second season.
I mean, it's like now you have all this pressure on you where you just
content
one of the greatest shows ever released on Netflix in terms
content.
Of popularity. Like, he's going to have a whole lot of stress on him for a second season. He's,
well, listen,
he's expressed,
he's
like,
money.
He's
okay.
like, I don't know if I want to do a second season or not based on how my health was throughout the first.
That's fair. And he doesn't want to, you know, gyp the fans out of a great second season, right? Because you want to keep it the same level. Second season as the
but
first.
If he doesn't, I'm sure they'd do what Bobby said and just have a different director, even though
it'd be terrible. Yeah. It might do good initially because it's not the same director. You've seen Star Wars.
I love Star Wars. Even the new ones. I think the new ones are really good.
Yeah,
but
you're
lying.
I'm dead serious.
You see what happens when you don't have a continuity in director.
I think it wasn't a continuous great line of movies like the first series was. I think the biggest problem with the movies was they weren't really related to each other, but I thought
because of different directors.
Each individual movie was fantastic.
Because of different directors, though.
Maybe, but yeah, I think each individual movie
If you have, if you give one director the three-part series or three-part movie trilogy, guess what? It's going to be a lot more of a tight story.
Listen,
it's going to be better director.
I'm not an authoritarian. I'm not, okay?
I'm just saying that you shouldn't do Squid Game with another director.
Why not? Sure. Well, listen, I'm not a cliffhanger guy, so it's either that or...
Update on the watch party. We still haven't watched it yet, so...
Yeah, that's actually embarrassing.
We'll do it tonight. You guys available tonight?
No, Mike. I already told you I'm not.
Come on, Mike. He already told you. Also, update on Mike, by the way, guys. It turns out he's a fraud, and he was lying about... the exquisiteness in math and the field level of math. He was lying. That's the update. And in reality, by the way, Mike is a foot fetish. He developed it.
I feel like we're now just slandering Mike for no reason.
Nanny, nanny, nanny. All right, I'd like to take it back, Mike.
All right.
Let's
do this. Bobby can't find love.
All right, let me say this. This is a good one. This is a really good one. I've been brewing about this. I've been thinking about this for like the last week or two. Typically, I go in, I have some fun on this. This time, I'm just, you know, if anybody's seen the new Batman trailer, it's like, who are you? I'm vengeance. I don't know. I'm vengeance. That's what he says. I am vengeance right now. and I am going to kick some ass in this segment. It's not going to be funny. It's not funny. It's serious, and so, yeah, let me go ahead. Let me say this. I've never been a fan of David Dobrik. I never have. I never will, probably, to be honest with you, and it's nothing personal. I just don't... I don't know. Contests aren't really up my alley. Is that fair? So I don't... You know, no beefs or anything like that. Just not really up my alley.
Oh.
Anyway, so let's flash back to when the hysteria came out about David Dobrik. I haven't done a lot of research about it, but he did some pretty shady stuff to get the content he needed to do. And forcing people to do certain things, basically, you know, borderline sexually assaulting people. Really shady stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking nasty, nasty, nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And probably did the nasty. Oh, yeah, I can't maybe. Say that. Never mind.
Weeks later, it came out, you know, all this stuff. One of the girls, Trisha Paytas, on H3 Frenemies, you know, went after him. She said, yeah, they treated me terribly. So all this stuff happened with David Dobrik, and as a non-fan, I thought, oh, that's weird, but wouldn't have guessed it, but it is what it is. Meanwhile, people on Twitter put their hands up after this. People who hated David Dobrik the whole time, they found this as an opportunity to parade their flags around and say, woo, woo, I never liked David Dobrik. I hated David Dobrik. He's the worst. I knew he was the worst, too. Oh, I'm proud to say I hated David Dobrik from day one. I read those comments, and as a non-David Dobrik fan, it would have been so easy for me to say, yeah, I agree. David Dobrik's the worst, and I knew it. I didn't. I didn't know it. It's bullshit.
What are we going on about? I wasn't...
Shut up, Mike. My point is this.
I think it's a setup for something. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. My point is this. People went on, they said this, and they said, I knew it. My moral compass, it was pointing in the wrong direction with David Dobrik. No, you didn't. You're bullshitting. And I think that's what people were doing. I think they were absolutely bullshitting about all this David Dobrik stuff instead of just being honest about it and saying, hey, listen, I didn't think it was funny. And it's okay to say, you know what, I never liked David Dobrik, and that's fine. You didn't have to, okay? But to sit up and say, you know what, I knew he was a terrible guy.
How is this
going? I knew he was doing all this stuff.
Get to the point.
No. This is important to me. Let me finish this topic. I knew he was this terrible person. I think it's disingenuous. I think it's fake. And honestly, I think it's kind of, you know, rude to the victims of his wrongdoings, if you will. Because, you know, it's like, yeah, I knew all along he was this really bad guy and you should have. It's like, oh, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't know that. That's ridiculous. How could anybody have? And if you did know that, you should have said, hey, listen, he is doing really awful things. He's doing some terrible things. He is, you know, condoning all these terrible things. He's a terrible guy. You should have said that. Instead of just saying, I find him annoying, you should have said he's a bad guy to his bones. Meanwhile, Keyshawn Johnson comes out.
There's more.
Meanwhile, flash forward to today, or, you know, a couple days ago, Keyshawn Johnson comes out. And he says, I always knew
Bryce,
John.
Can I leave during this part?
Sure. I don't give a fuck, Mike. I just want a little bit of silence so I can come up with this take. It's really important to me, Mike, and I want to get it off my chest. Meanwhile, Keyshawn Johnson comes out past a couple of days, and he says, I always knew John Gruden was a fraud. And, you know, it took me right back to those days of David Dobrik when people came out and they said, yep, I was right. I was right about David Dobrik. You weren't right. You just didn't like him, and now you for some reason have moral high ground over those who did like him. Those people who did like him had no idea of his actions. Those people should not be given, I don't know, fault for liking him. It was ridiculous. Anyway, Keyshawn Johnson came out the other day, and he says, John Gruden was a fraud, and I always knew it. Keyshawn Johnson, if you knew that this guy was a huge racist and a huge homophobic and all this stuff, you should have said something, and you didn't. He didn't. He comes out and he says he was a terrible coach. He won a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's players. And you know what? That might have been right. I'm done defending John Gruden, to be honest with you. I'm done. I loved John Gruden when I was a little kid. I thought he was a really funny guy. Somebody fucking mute Mike.
Thanks, Bryce.
I loved John Gruden when I was a little kid. I thought he was hilarious. But honestly, I was wrong. I was. He's a terrible person, and that is what that is. Is he a great coach? I don't know. I don't know. I think this year would have been really telling. I don't know if he was. I don't know if he wasn't. But to come out and pretend like these emails or whatever, you know, all these quotes of John Gruden's are indicative whatsoever of whether or not he was a good football coach is totally fake and totally disingenuous. Using this as an opportunity, parade around and say, yeah, I was right. Hand up. I was right about John Gruden stuff and all this stuff is ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. When you come out and when you say John Gruden was a fraud, you know, oh, he won a Super Bowl with some other guy's players. What does that have to do with anything? The point of the matter is he is a terrible person. That's all that needs to be said about it. And that's why he got fired. He did not get fired because he was a bad coach. He got fired because he was a racist. Was he a bad coach? Maybe he was. Maybe he was. But that's not why he got fired. And that's not the point of the problem. The point of the problem was he was racist. He was sexist. He was homophobic. He was all this stuff. And Keyshawn Johnson, to come out and say what he said, I think it was disingenuous. I think, you know what? At the end of the day, I think he's fake. And I think he's a fraud. That's all I've got to say on the matter.
This dude just used a five-minute David Dobrik rant to tie into a five-minute John Gruden.
Okay, now that we're done with that, let's shift into some happier news. I was very excited last week because of House of Dragon. I'm even more excited this week. And you're going to be asking, what could make you more excited than a Game of Thrones prequel? I will tell you. Zach Brown Band is coming out with a new album on Friday. Are you kidding me? The comeback. The comeback.
Let's go, baby!
They've already released 5 songs. I've listened to all of them. Love them all.
And give them a listen after this.
This is much needed because their last album, The Owl, was fucking garbaggio. I am so happy because they're really they're making a return back to who what made me love them. And I am so freaking happy. I'm going to listen to this entire thing.
What made you love them?
Mike, we don't have enough time.
All right.
And
that's a good answer.
I'm going to report back to you guys next week after I've listened to it. And I can tell you right now, I'm going to love it because Zach Brown Band can do no wrong other than The Owl in my eyes. Although Jekyll and Hyde is a little bit weird. Still
would
love
you
it.
Argue a little bit weird. As close to perfect as possible?
In my eyes, no.
Aw.
Because it's The Owl.
Who's perfect in your eyes?
There's this guy named Ikome Regarige.
Let's go.
It's not you.
Shut up.
There's a literal guy named
Bitch.
Jesus, Mike. There's a literal guy named Ikome Regarige.
You know what? I know this guy.
It's not you.
His name is Bryce Tenton.
Okay, what about him?
He's a perfect human being. He's a role model for the kids.
I hope I can meet him one day. He sounds like a fantastic guy.
He's my roommate.
And then
we got this fucking sweet mate, Bobby.
I thought I was your...
Who goes on 10-minute rants.
There's 15 songs on the album, and...
Yeah, Mike, some people actually like to talk in this fucking podcast. How you like that?
There's 15 songs on this album, and I am so excited. The comeback, you better listen to it. If you don't, I'll be very disappointed in you.
If you don't...
You don't want me to be disappointed.
I'm coming on your back.
You will be... If you don't... You disappoint me next week is going to be all the people that didn't listen to the comeback. How about that? Hmm?
What about people that take...
Mike, do you want to be... Might you disappoint me again?
No.
Okay. Then listen to the comeback. Okay?
I will.
I want you to... I want you... By the time I get back, I want you to have listened to every single Zach Brown Band song there is. Except The Owl. You can skip The Owl.
All right.
Okay? Because it's terrible. I don't want you to have to ruin it. And I want it to be in chronological order.
Can I
order.
Only listen to The Owl?
If you want to, Bob.
No. Unless you want to be my You Disappoint Me.
Oh, that was a well played.
You disappoint me.
Okay.
Bobby guys, likes The Owl.
You disappoint me. Next, stick around. Mike, You Disappoint Me is back.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, Mike, You Disappoint Me, and just end it there.
No, Mike, you haven't disappointed me recently. Fair?
Well, actually, never mind. I won't go into that.
What? No. Go into it.
No.
Go into it, Mike.
No, because that would require name dropping people.
Well, then use fake names.
No, never mind.
Okay. You disappoint me then, Mike.
I disappointed you Sunday.
Who's disappointing you today?
Kind of a collective, honestly.
Okay.
I've noticed something.
You don't have to do it now if you don't want to. You can.
Oh, I can go first.
Okay.
I'm already in my rhythm. Too bad you broke me out of it. It is what it is. I'll go ahead. You wow. disappoint me. It's
that was uncalled for.
Collective.
That was a low blow.
Kind of noticed this. I don't really want to call out any specific group of people. Notice something, maybe, I don't know, TikTok, Twitter, around campus, unfortunately. But I feel like there's a certain phenomenon going on right now. I'm calling it the hot mess phenomenon. Everyone is kind of claiming to be a hot mess nowadays. It's like funny or something like that. Maybe it's relatable. I don't know what it is, but everyone wants to be a hot mess.
Like, is this a real thing? Can you confirm?
No idea. I haven't seen
it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I've ran into it a lot. And I'll give you an example. People go out there and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm literally having like the worst week of my life. It's like, okay, you can't have the worst week of your life every week of your life. Bestie, listen to me.
Hypothetically,
right now. Bestie, you can. I am having the worst week of my life. This is literally the worst week of all time.
You can.
This is so bad. You oh my God, bestie, shut the hell up, Mike. Shut up.
I'm just telling you, you can say that because at the time,
which one is he? Is he three? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's my disappointment.
Mute two.
God. But yeah, bestie, I'm having the worst week ever. It's like. You're not. Stop feeling bad for yourself. This happens again and again and again and again and again. And I'm sick of it. Everyone wants to be a hot mess. Everyone thinks it's funny. Everyone posts on their Instagram stories, themselves crying, themselves tearing up, themselves, oh, look at how tough my life is, blah, 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 blah. Everyone's got problems. It's as simple as that, okay? I hate it. I really, 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 really do. I'm having the worst day ever. I need a nap so badly right now. No, you don't. You don't need a nap. Hey, listen, you were the one who enrolled in this.
What's wrong with naps?
You know, you were the one who gave yourself the. A lot of these college students, they go out there and they complain about the college curriculum and the workload and all this stuff. It's like, listen, if it's such a big deal, drop out. It's that simple. And high school and all these people, SATs, all this stuff. Yeah, life's hard. You know what I mean? It is. Okay. But I'm sick and tired of the negativity. I am. It doesn't help anybody. You're not going to fix any of your problems by talking about how hard your week is. That's as simple as I can make it. You know, I mean.
I love that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But complaining about it doesn't do you anything. It doesn't. And it certainly doesn't make my day any better. That's as simple as I can make it, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're one of those people who goes out there, you're having a tough day, and you think, oh, you know what? People really want to see I'm having a tough day, so I'm going to post a picture of myself crying in my Snapchat story. They don't. They don't want to see it. Resist that urge. Don't do that. Don't be one of those people. You know who you are. I'm not calling out anybody in specific, but you know who you are. That's it.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Curious.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go. Why?
No, I thought you asked if you knew.
Absolutely not.
it's because you're talking about them being negative and complaining, and then you're being negative and complaining about them. Sure. I just thought that was really funny.
Sure. Sure.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nothing wrong. Nothing.
Yeah, Bobby, what is wrong with you today?
I've got a bit of an edge, a bit of a chip on my shoulder.
You shouldn't.
I wanted to get a lot off my chest.
Guy.
I am positive.
Not today.
Positive.
Today you have been.
My biggest problem today, what I'm complaining about more than anything else, is people talking about how much they are a hot mess. That's my biggest problem.
Are you a hot mess?
No. A little bit.
I'm not a hot mess. And you know what? If I was, I sure as hell wouldn't scream it from the mountaintops. I'll tell you that much.
Who would you tell anybody?
Maybe they're just
maybe they're just crying out for help. If everybody's a hot mess, nobody can be, and that's the main point of this.
But why do you care?
It feels like 99% of a certain population goes out, talks about how much they are a hot mess, and it's like,
why does
they're
that
not
bother
all
you?
A hot mess?
Why does that
they're
bother
not.
You though?
It makes my day worse hearing about it.
But
that's the truth.
But who tells you about it?
I told you I don't want a name drop, but there are people out there
that specifically come to talk to you about their. Bad day.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I better be getting a name after this is over.
No, you're not getting any names. Listen, I'm just saying, I hear it, I see it, I see a lot of these people, Snapchat stories, Instagram stories.
You don't have
sick
to look
of
at
it.
That stuff, though.
I'm sick of it.
You can just mute them.
There
you go.
It's not the same characters, though. It's not repeat offenders. That's a problem. It's every single person out there.
So then just mute everybody.
I don't want to do
relate.
That. I don't want to do that.
I don't see anyone that does that shit.
Okay. Difference in opinion, I guess.
I haven't either.
All right. Hey. Everyone has different perspectives.
All my homies
what
cry
are you on?
In silence.
What are you on?
Snapchat and Instagram, just like everybody else.
You just pick bad homies because all your homies don't cry in silence. You need homies that cry in silence.
You guys are the worst co-hosts of all time. Go ahead. What's everyone else's you disappoint me?
Okay. My you disappoint me is Adam Schefter.
Adam stop Bobby?
Adam Schefter is in the news for reasons that he probably doesn't want to be in the news. So if you, obviously, the John Gruden thing happened. Adam Schefter was the one that reported it at halftime of Monday Night Football. Turns out Adam Schefter was also in those emails. He sent an email to then president, then GM of the Washington Redskins at that time, Bruce Allen, and said, "Hey, Mr. Editor, can you take a look at this and see what needs to be cut, left out, you know, changed? Yeah, this is big old Big J Adam Schefter, who graduated from University of Michigan. Yeah, you're doing the school a disservice. Not only that, but you're not doing a good job journalisming. You should
good English.
I know, right? But you shouldn't go to the guy you're writing the story about or the group of people you're writing the story about and ask them, hey, is this to your liking? Is there anything you would like to change? Because you're a phony, you're a fraud. You're like Keyshawn Johnson. That's what you're like.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's a great point. Keyshawn Johnson's the worst guy I know.
basically, my point is Adam Schefter, you got caught in the fire. You know what? Mike, you take it away. I'm going to see if Adam Schefter has apologized yet.
Oh, you want me to go now?
Maybe. I'm right here. Let's see. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Depressing. Mike, you go.
Wow.
All right.
He has not acknowledged the report from Mike Florio at all.
Wow. Too bad.
That is disappoints me even more. He's disappointing the University of Michigan in the same way that Jim Harbaugh does every year.
I don't know. Why are you doing this? This isn't even the sports one. It's so frustrating. Jimmy H is going to lead you to the promised land, and then you're going to have to come on this podcast.
It's not the sports
one. And you're going to have to apologize.
Listen, it's not the sports one, but you talked about Keyshawn Johnson and John Gruden. Okay?
Yeah, I did.
So I can talk about Jimmy
H. I really needed to get that off my chest. Mike, go ahead.
Who disappoints you?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I get it. I get it. Yep.
There's a big thing going around on TikTok after The Rock. He did a little something interesting. He was featured on a rap song.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say for his first like rap experience it was bad.
It was bad.
What I'm going to say is it is the most middle-aged dad verse I've ever heard.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
It wasn't terrible.
I didn't even realize what was happening. This was my theater class. We were doing a warm up, and my teacher put this on, and I was like, "This is weird." And then all of a sudden, I hear The Rock. I'm like, "What is going on?"
I just want to find some lyrics to this. Like, this is the most rock-esque.
Can we call him Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I take out The Rock. He's not The Rock anymore. He's Dwayne Johnson.
He is The Rock.
What?
He lost his privileges because of a stupid rap song.
No. He was The Rock in WWE. Now he's just Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No. He's Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The same way we have to call him Steve Austin.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So one of the most like popular lines that's going across, it's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Put in the hours and take what's ours.
I actually like that. That is very The Rock.
Or yeah, Dwayne Johnson. It is the most like Dwayne Johnson thing I've ever heard, and yet it's still just it's weird to hear.
That is Dwayne Johnson, though, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
He's just like, and I could already picture there's like so many TikToks going around. It's like middle aged dads are like in the car with their kids and they're just like, now this is real rap, and just like, what the hell?
Like that would be
it is the most inspirational rap song I've ever heard.
That'd be like Kevin Hart rapping and then rapping about how he's short. Makes sense.
Yeah. Right? I think he's done that. Probably, you'd think, right?
It seems like a comedy gold mine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems like, you know, it'd be like how Kyler Murray would be the king of the little people. I actually said that. I think he'd be the king.
I think that's really rude. I mean, I think it's showing how great of a football player he is at the size he is at.
Well, no, it has nothing to do. I just think he'd be the king of the little people. He's got a very commanding presence.
And he is little. Can't deny that fact.
And he's the biggest little person.
No, he's not. He's not.
He is the king of the little people.
I mean, I would have to do in-depth research on little policy? People, but I mean... 5'10".
Yeah, that's pretty little.
Little person, I think, is at the most 5 feet.
He's just the king of the little people. That's a compliment.
I don't think he is 5'10". I think he's like 5'8".
That's honestly a compliment to his leadership skills.
Now, I think it was disrespectful, and I think you know it's disrespectful.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't mean it in a disrespectful way.
Yes. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did. You did. You did.
Kyler Murray is the king of the little people.
Stop saying that.
But
you need to apologize.
Would you want me to apologize? Would you want me to just say he's a peasant in the little people society?
I don't.
It's like, come on, Obert. He's the king of the little people. In the same way that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to rap about Dwayne The Rock Johnson stuff.
Like being all right. Inspirational.
Should we get to our hypothetical?
I mean,
which hypothetical are we doing?
Are you guys prepared?
Hell yeah.
We're going deep. Deep.
Deep.
Deep.
Oh man.
We're going deep, Mike. Okay. Deep. What do you mean?
In saying, depth.
Oh man, for Mike.
You don't like it.
To do mine.
You're so stupid. Okay, Mike. It was literally your relationship, okay?
Yeah, Mike. So
that's funny.
It wasn't funny, Mike.
I'll tell you all the story one of these days, I promise.
Hypothetical.
Don't Next. Have a grad party.
Hypothetically speaking.
I got a hypothetical.
You got a hypothetical for me?
I got a hypothetical for you guys.
You know who's kind of an asshole?
Who?
Mike.
Oh, interesting.
You know who's also kind of got a small penis? Mike.
Oh, who would have thunk it?
Yeah. You know who's actually not great at math? Or not even good at math.
No.
He's not even average at math.
No, he's slightly below average at math.
You know this who
is
that
Mike.
Is?
Mike is. That's math Mike. Is hard. That's the best you can do.
Call me out harder than that, you little bitch. Mike, you shave your body hair.
Mike shaves his legs. Mike literally shaves his legs.
Mike is so insecure about his body that he shaves his hair on his stomach.
Yeah, let's unmute him.
First of all, it's How's not that? That I'm insecure. I just don't.
You're like insecure. It. You're insecure. Everyone else
in the room can see.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say both of my podcast mates were bitches.
You're a member of One Direction, and you've broken out, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Do you make it on your own, or do you stick with the group?
You Harry Styles this bitch.
I think I could do it.
Ooh. Do you just ask for a bigger cut, though, or what? Because you're the most beloved, and you know you're getting.
Then I go solo.
Yeah, if they're not going to give you the bigger cut, you go solo.
They could. You just got to ask for it. Are you asking for it?
Yeah.
I'm going solo.
I deserve it.
Oh,
If they aren't giving it to me already, I'm gone.
You go.
Oh, I got to be recognized.
What if they help you
greatness?
With your songwriting a lot? I don't know.
Am I?
And they're your
am
boys.
Am I not a good songwriter?
You're a fantastic one, but man alive, do they help?
How do they help if I'm fantastic?
Well, I mean,
by providing
any one of the Beatles were fantastic, but heck, they got help so much by their fellow.
I'm a better songwriter Beatles. Than any of the Beatles members.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get into the real hypothetical.
Oh, and wait, that wasn't the real one?
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The real hypothetical is this one.
By the way, girls, I look exactly like Harry Styles if you want to hit me up.
It doesn't sound like him, though, as you can see or as you can hear. Whatever.
Not quite the British.
How would you escape if you were stuck in North Korea?
Ooh.
An interesting thing, few things to keep in mind is this. North Korea, if they catch you, will torture you, do medical experiments on you, put you in a concentration camp. They will kill off every single member of your existing family.
Oh, Jesus.
They will do whatever it takes to dissuade people from trying to escape, including killing off your entire bloodline, including, if they catch you, torturing you endlessly. So the question is this.
Imagine, like, your second cousin trying to escape and you just get fucking killed for it.
Exactly. That would be absolutely brutal. So what you have to think about is this. How are you going to try to escape? And you better do it well. Otherwise, you're going to be put in that concentration camp to be hung by your toes and, I don't know, tickled endlessly or something. I don't know.
Is my family with me? Like, are...
No.
How's this?
No.
So it's
no.
just me?
No, it's just you.
I have no family.
You have to escape. You have to escape.
Can I have a younger brother and two parents?
You have to escape.
So I have no family
with
members.
A younger brother.
I suppose not.
Okay.
Or, I mean, sure, but they've got to come with you on this escape.
What if one
I'd
of your parents
do it
dies?
Solo.
Okay, fine. So you're going to leave them out to dry? Even if you do escape, they're
no,
all dead?
I don't have them. I'm just going to say
okay,
I'm a loner. Lone wolf.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So how are you escaping? Let me go over North Korea a little bit. You got China to your north. I think Russia.
Hate those guys.
Russia to your northeast, maybe.
So
northwest.
Russia doesn't actually border Korea.
It does.
There's like, you're right. There's a little tiny sliver.
It does. It's bordered. Little. It's bordered by Russia and China and South Korea. So
did you say Karina?
Korea. Sorry, my apologies.
South Korea.
So South Korea is right to your south. But here's the problem. It is the most heavily bordered. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify the Russia thing. Like, literally the tiniest sliver of land. Okay?
It's still land. It's still bordering.
South Korea to your south, here's the problem. It is the most heavily, you know, militarized border, heavily guarded, heavily protected border,
like a mile
of any country in the world. Okay, so that is a really risky option. If you go into Russia, they're going to send you right back to North Korea. If you go to China, they're going to send you right back to North Korea. If you try and buy a boat, swim around the border, that's risky because, A, you don't have enough money for the boat. You're only making $13,000 a year per the average North Korean. So, and, you know, boats will cost you, sheesh, it'll cost you a lot more than that. That's the point. So your options are slim. Your best bet is probably to go to China and then work your way into a different country like Mongolia or Thailand or something like that. The question is, what do you guys do? Ready, go.
Do you like to go first? Or
no, Mike, you can go.
Go ahead, Mike.
So here's my plan, right? I'd straight up cross into South Korea.
Damn it, Mike. But
all right, here's what I'd do, right?
Extremely dangerous.
I'd be there with my family, right? My parents save up enough money to get a boat. And then...
That's going to take you 15 years at the least.
Give a damn, all right? They did this throughout my entire childhood, and I'm now a 19-year-old boy. They have enough money.
Okay. And that's assuming, even if they do save up for 15 years, they're not spending a dime on anything else. Not food, not shelter, not clothes.
That's fine.
So it'll probably take them 25 years. 25, maybe even 30. I mean, assuming you're spending at least half the money.
I mean, it's not like they even have those products, so...
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Not much.
According to the interview, their grocery stores are fake.
Wow. Okay. So.
They'd get this boat.
Yep.
And we'd go across. But along the way, we get caught.
Oh, no.
So my dad gets shot and dies.
What? Okay.
So it's just me, mommy.
Why don't they kill all of you?
Yeah. What?
Because he fell off the boat. All right. He sucked. He fell off the boat.
Okay.
He literally.
Mike's like, I'll answer your hypothetical with my own hypothetical.
he tried protecting us and he fell off the boat. And they just, you know, they lined up and they shot him like 8 or 9 times. I don't know. But then they caught my mom. But me, I jumped out with my little brother and swam to the South Korean border. So we made it. But my mom got caught. All right. So then I get into South Korea and incur a massive debt trying to get my mom back from North Korea. And while I incur this massive debt, a man approaches me and wants to play a game.
I hate you.
He says, you beat me in this game. You win.
I hate you.
This sounds like a great story. You should make a Netflix series about it.
You lose in this game, I get to slap you. Then, you know, he hands me his business card, and I end up on a game show for 45.6 billion won, something like that, with like 455 other people, wow. Blah, 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 blah. You know, the usual. That's how I'd escape.
Do you win the game show?
I'd win the game, and then I'd go buy my mom's freedom.
You're not
recaptured.
That's not going to happen. It's North Korea.
I don't give a fuck. I'll do it.
Yeah, they're not going to bargain with you.
I'll buy a Spec Ops task force.
You'll give them the money, and then they'll kill her. Honestly. And that's what they're probably going to do.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's my plan, all right? I'm a naive young kid.
Aww. Little Mike, all right.
With a little brother in foster care.
Bretty, you go.
Why don't you go?
I can go, but... All right. Okay. So, I'd run my big fat Mack truck right into South Korea's little garage and make it. No, I'm just kidding. That's impossible. But supposedly, some guy did drive his car right into the border, gets shot 5 times, jumps over the border, makes it. So that's possible. But it's only happened once, I think. Only happened once out of probably, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe. I don't know. But there's millions in Korea right now, and so many of them try to escape. I'm in North Korea. I have just called out, you know, the dictator, Kim Jong-un, against my better judgment. Maybe I was, you know, brainwashed or something, but I was like, you know what? Hey, I need freedom. So I called them out. So they're on my tail. What do? I go to China. And while in China,
say like that once. You gotta keep saying it like that.
While I'm in China, I go from safe house to safe house, and from there I pretty much tear my skin away. Plastic surgery with a family friend. I don't know, or something. I have
call
no idea.
Him Bob.
Yeah, plastic surgeon. I have no idea. Let's call him Bob, and I will completely change my identity. From there, I'm going from train to train all the way to South China, because you go into, from North Korea, you go into China. You're like way away from the border south of China where you need to go. So I take train to train, go from South China. Then, because I'm such an athlete, run. Run as fast as I can. I go down to Vietnam. Here's the problem. Vietnam, if they catch you, they're going to do the same thing China and Russia does. They're going to take you and your, you know, little whatever you're in your jumpsuit or something like that, and they're going to send your ass right back to North Korea, where they're going to hang you from your toes. So that's not an option. So I'm in Vietnam for a second. I'm going in a safe house again, getting a little bit of food, a little bit of water, a little bit of shelter for a little bit, regain my stamina, regain my drive, if you will. And then from there, I make the long march across the river to freedom, safety, nice toot. To Thailand.
What?
Nothing. Never mind. And from there, I hand myself into the Thailand police, the Thai police, and hopefully they send me back to South Korea, which they're supposed to. That's my big plan.
Wow. Quite inspirational.
Thank you.
I loved it. Shed a tear. I loved it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a little speechless.
Thank you. And then I get back, get the surgery to look like a normal person, man. Because I look like Jabba the Hutt after my surgery.
So really, you wouldn't have to be in that much of a rush, because you wouldn't even look like a Korean citizen.
No, I would look like Jabba the Hutt.
Beautiful.
Does anybody know any Jabba the Hutt lines?
Yeah.
Han Solo, ho, 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 ho. There you go.
So I lied. I don't actually have one.
Oh.
Bryce.
Just kidding.
Trice.
I got both of you.
Trice Benson.
What would you do?
Mine is
if there was
a
child right in front of you.
Mine's more of a slow burn.
Oh.
No, fun fact, Bryce once punted a baby 8-second hang time.
Speaking of which, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard this, and this is unbelievable. North Korea, first citizen to get COVID, you know what they did?
Shot him
in the head, right in the fucking head. Just boom. Shot
did they use an anti-air gun like they did to Kim Jong-un's uncle?
Wow. Okay, slow burn. Ready? I'm born. The end.
He emerges. Okay.
I grow up with one simple goal in mind: to be the greatest athlete North Korea has ever known.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what their sport of choice is over there. I don't know if they know what a sport is.
Do basketball.
I've heard Kim Jong-un's like a world-changing athlete in the field of basketball.
Okay, then I'll play basketball.
Okay.
I'll play basketball. They have really weird basketball.
I've heard he with like 25 hole-in-ones in golf or something like that. Kim
Jong-un. Played 18, shot 18.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to look up what the biggest sport in North Korea is.
Okay. Maybe baseball? I don't know. I don't know. Asia's pretty big for baseball.
Football.
No way. Soccer?
Yep.
No, yes. Play basketball, though. They have some really... Like, did you know slam dunks are 3 points in basketball? North Korea?
That's pretty cool.
I'm going with soccer because it's
okay.
The most popular.
All right.
I become the best soccer player that has ever graced the soil of North Korea.
Yes.
This is going to take blood, sweat, tears, years of this stuff. Years. Eventually, I get to the point where I am so good that nobody in North Korea can touch me.
You got to declare for the... No.
You're also going to have to totally and completely pledge your loyalty and allegiance to Kim Jong-un.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I have done this.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un is my savior. He is the Lord. He is the God.
Yeah.
Eventually, it gets to the point where I am so good that Kim Jong-un feels the need to challenge me because he's insecure about being the best at everything. Lose.
You beat him, you die.
Yeah. Be careful.
I'll throw you in a pit of rabid dogs.
I spectacularly embarrass Kim Jong-un. So much so.
Could you imagine so you turned down to actually be like insane at soccer? And you're just like, what?
So much so. What's going on? No, I'm to the point where I'm the best soccer player in the world of all time.
Everything they said about him was true. So he is just the...
the ultra athlete.
Yeah, he is just...
No, I'm serious though. I'm the best soccer player of all time, ever. I'm better than Messi, better than Ronaldo, better than the other guys. I am so good, so unbeatable. I embarrass Kim Jong-un to the point where the North Korean people see him as a failure, a fraud.
This is impossible.
A phony.
How is this going to get out to the public? This isn't.
What do you mean?
Because
this match happens, it's a telecast, it's a broadcast.
Which would get shut down immediately.
No, yeah. It's his own. He set it up.
You would get shot in the head midway through that game.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because I am a wizard with the ball. I am so...
Are you a wizard at dodging bullets?
You're like Kyler.
Too?
I am so spectacular that you can't pull your eyes away. When you watch Kyler Murray,
the sniper,
can you stop watching?
The snipers won't be pulling their eyes away.
Mike, they won't have the scope on. They'll just be mesmerized by my abilities.
Yeah.
They will fall in love with me more so than they will Kim Jong-un because...
You could have said you were like Neo and you just start dodging bullets as they're being fired at you.
But I'm not. I'm not a god, Mike. That's the whole point. I'm not a god.
But you should be.
Okay? Soccer god.
I am their god. I am about as close to a god as you can get.
Yeah.
So you overthrow the government.
He is untouchable.
Untouchable. Unbeatable. I'm so good.
If there was a Make-A-Wish kid right in front of you, would you let them win?
Mike, I'm unbeatable. I
can't. No.
What kind of question is that?
What if it was their dying wish?
Kim Jong-un falls on his face multiple times. I bounce the ball off of his head. I make him look miserable.
Yeah.
I make him look like the fraud that he is.
Oh.
And all North Korean people are seeing this. They think, oh, this is just a friendly exhibition match between our favorite athlete and our Lord and Savior. No, it's not that. This is the fight for the
freedom. You're doing this to your guy.
Because all along, he's not actually my guy.
Oh.
This is a charade. I am fighting the good fight for the free world.
Wow.
Here's the thing you didn't know about me. When I was growing up...
You were born American.
No, I was born South Korean.
No way. Were you really?
But my parents,
yeah,
they didn't want me. So guess where they put me?
America.
They put me in North Korea.
So,
oh my god!
At the age of 4.
I think it would have been better to say you're American because you can say instead of having DNA, I have USA.
That was terrible.
Shout out Trump.
So at 4 years old,
hey, it was a Trump.
So
joke.
I knew what life was like on the other side.
Wow!
But I had to play along. Wow. Guess what?
So this is a true story.
I take over the North Korean government. I am now the dictator.
God.
It's not a dictatorship anymore. It's a democratic republic.
Oh, come on. Just keep being a dictator. Just be like, no.
I'm not a dictator. I'm for the people.
You go Jeez be the Louise. Dictator. You could be a dictator for the people, though.
We are a free and democratic society. And
here's
our,
the problem.
Our powers,
they view like
no one
you
can
as
rival
a god.
Our powers. We are now the great superpower nation. The U.S. bows to us.
I declare
the Chinese bow to us, kiss our feet. The South Koreans, they shake, they tremble in our shadow. We are the new superpower of the world, and we are free people.
What do you do with all your nuclear weapons and whatnot?
Use them as in the same way that Kim Jong-un did. I threaten people.
You do all sorts of crazy ass tests and whatnot.
Like, hey, America, I can't believe little shits.
I got all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
The point is,
you can't take them home with you.
The point, exactly. It's like a timeout. You can't take it home with you. The point is that North Korea is now a free and democratic society, thanks to me.
So, what if you get elected out?
I won't. I'm so beloved.
Yeah, is there a limit to your terms?
No. Why would there be a limit?
So then you're pretty much a dictator.
So you kind of are a dictator.
No.
And if not, you got all this military power that you are more than willing to use.
No.
No?
Not on my people. My people love me.
Do you have like checks and balances of your powers and whatnot?
What's that?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. What?
He quite literally is a dictator.
What are you guys talking about?
At the very least, a totalitarian.
I'm just the leader of the new democratic society that is North Korea.
The People's Republic of North Korea.
No. We're the Democratic Republic of... The People's Democratic Republic of Korea.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, you dictator.
I'm not a dictator, Mike. I'm simply...
What's your economy like?
It's incredible. Amazing. It's incredible. Why wouldn't it be? We have the best universities in the world.
Kids now, come from
what would infrastructure. Happen? We're the place where everybody wants to come.
Yeah.
It's not the US anymore. There's no American dream. The American dream is dead. It's the Korean dream.
Britain. Let me ask North you a question.
You know what? No. First not my first step. Down the road, I just become so popular in North Korea. That South Koreans start coming over and they're like, this is where we want to live.
Do you form a unified Korea?
To the point where I have so many South Koreans, former South Koreans, they are no longer South Koreans. They're Koreans because I have unified the Korean Peninsula for the first time in decades. In decades.
Centuries. Half a century.
It's half a century.
Okay.
You're a god to me now.
I've unified the Korean Peninsula. We are the Korean people. There is no North. There is no South. We are the Korean people.
And you are still beloved.
We thrive. I am beloved because why wouldn't I be? Nothing is going wrong in our nation. There's no poverty. Everybody is successful.
How have you managed to do this? Communism?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool. Could you imagine? Marxism. Boom.
I don't want to compare myself to... I don't want to call myself a god, but I might be. I might be.
Wow. Are you a lord?
I don't want to be seen as that. I just want to be seen as the guy.
You're just an average Joe.
I'm just an average Joe that just so happens
to be an absolute
to be the, you know, the football
the
guy.
The chosen one.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Come on.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
You're the absolute chosen one.
We are zero carbon. We're down to zero carbon emissions. Not neutral. I mean, we have a bunch of national parks. We're thriving.
No disease.
Greatest soccer player of all time turned absolute just human god.
What can I say? That is how I would get on North Korea.
Turned North Korea dictator.
What?
Wait, do you just stay there?
Yeah, because it's now a unified Korea.
Do you go to war with other countries and take over the world?
I do escape because it's not North Korea anymore.
Oh.
It's Korea.
Uh-huh. Nice.
There you go.
Good.
And the rest of the world cowers in fear.
Let's make a movie on this.
Cowers in respect. There you go.
I think we should make a movie on that plot right there.
That was unbelievable. Thank you. Impressed. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys.
A little round of applause, huh? A round of applause.
I thought that was good. Unique.
That was an unbelievable job. Yeah.
What a way to end.
Yeah, I know. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed.
I love you all.
Catch you on the flip. See ya.